He has now been indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents and violation of the Espionage Act. But despite the setback, Donald Trump remains brazen. He calls himself innocent and the target of a witch hunt.
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxer's hoax. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years. That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, it would be a lot better for our country.
So what does this mean for Donald Trump going forward in the race for 2024? Joining me now on the show, Meera Shankar, former Indian ambassador to the United States of America, Dr. Sampath Shivangi, former advisor to the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, U.S., member of the Donald Trump for President, Inc., or supports Donald Trump. On the other hand, we also have Ajay Jain Bhutoria, a Biden supporter, Vice Chair, Presidential Inauguration Committee. But before I go across to my guests, let me bring in Steve Herman, Chief National Correspondent of Voice of America. Steve, many thanks for joining us here on the show. My first question to you is with regards to information that is just coming in that Donald Trump's lawyer on the classified documents case has quit. What can you share with us as far as the details about who's going to represent him now?
Yes, it's actually two lawyers, James Trusty and John Rowley, who had been a key part of Trump's legal team representing him with the discussions that had been going on with the Department of Justice, have left. It's unclear exactly what led to this, but Donald Trump has announced on his social media platform that they have been replaced by another lawyer who will be representing him from now on, and when he appears initially in federal court in Miami next Tuesday.
Steve, none of this will prevent Donald Trump from bidding for the president's post in 2024. Does it impact that?
No, he is not convicted of anything at this point. He is free and clear to run for president. Now, if he were to be convicted of a felony and would become president or win a general election, it could be very different circumstances. There are already two challengers in the Republican Party field in the primary election who are suggesting that it's time for Trump to step aside now that he is facing criminal charges in Florida.
But do some Republicans believe that the fact that he is calling this a witch hunt and that the entire other side, his rivals, are after him will also help him gain some sympathy within his own supporters?
Well, I think what we're expecting, and you talk to political analysts about this, and I think members of your panel will probably agree as well, that there's this core base of Trump supporters, perhaps about one third of the Republican Party voters, that are going to stick with him no matter what. That's not going to make a difference. But overall, in this country, 6 of 10 potential voters in the general election say that Donald Trump should not be president again. Is it possible for him to win for a third consecutive time the Republican Party nomination, of which he is the front runner right now? Absolutely. Especially with so many other candidates splitting up what would be the anti-Trump vote, or those previous Trump supporters who might have qualms about it now. But the odds are against him on winning a general election, especially if he's facing a federal criminal trial.
Steve Herman, many thanks for joining us here on NDTV. Let me now go across to our guest. Let me also introduce Jonah Blank, former policy advisor to Joe Biden, foreign policy expert, National University of Singapore. I want to first go across to Dr. Sampath Shivangi. Do you believe that the second indictment today has been a blow for Donald Trump, even though he's trying to put up a brave face?
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. First of all, the two indictments are separate. One is business indictment, something he did in before the first election, 2016. There was hush money was given to some woman, but that is nothing to do with the present indictment he may face, or he already has it. But the trial is going to come on next Tuesday in Florida. So there are two different stories. So he has only one indictment as far as the present concern about the papers he kept. But it's not the first time that any president has taken those classified papers to their homes, including the present president Biden has carried those papers to his home. But only difference is he's willing to give them back. So also the previous vice president.
Yes.
So, of course, Hillary Clinton, Obama, all have carried these papers.
From what we understand is that the difference, and even with the Mike Pence, is that they all cooperated. But Donald Trump is accused of not cooperating.
Absolutely, I agree. And that's the reason. But he's denying that. But only thing, we cannot decide who is right. Only the court on next Tuesday, he has to say that he's innocent. And, of course, then judge will decide where is he going to go.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait until Tuesday to see where we are going.
Right.
I think as far as he says it's witch hunt, it's possible that, you know, when the election comes, Democrats, Republicans are going to fight it out. And this is one of the things I feel has happened.
Okay.
But I think...
Let me go across to Ajijan Buttaria, because the accusation that this is a witch hunt is against the Biden administration, against President Joe Biden directly. In fact, on what Donald Trump has put out on truthsocial.com right now, he also says, when will Joe Biden be indicted for his many crimes against our nation? Would you want to respond to that, considering that he's calling this the greatest witch hunt of all time?
Well, he can call anything he wants, but the fact is that Donald Trump was indicted on April 4 by Manhattan grand jury on 34 counts of falsifying business records. Again, he was indicted on another case on June 7th by a Georgia grand jury on 2 counts of election interference. The charges are related to Trump's attempt to pressure Georgia officials to overturn the election result. And now he is being indicted to investigation by the Department of Justice for handling of the classified documents. And the investigation is reportedly focused on whether Trump took classified documents with him when he left the White House in January 2021. And these are criminal charges. So this is a very fair process which is going on with the Justice Department. And the Justice Department, with all the trials within all these three cases, indictments will proceed. And the judicial system will decide what the outcome of this thing is going to be.
Hmm. John and Blank, considering that Donald Trump is brazening this out, he's saying this is the greatest witch hunt of all time. He's also saying that other former presidents and vice presidents have done the same, and they have not never been indicted for the same charges. Do you believe that this could perhaps at least at the level of him being elected as a, or, you know, elected as a presidential candidate by his own party, it could act in his advantage?
Well, I mean, Trump is facing a charge under the Espionage Act, as well as charges of obstruction of justice, destruction or falsification of record, conspiracy and false statement. And Trump acknowledged on a tape in 2021 meeting that he kept secret information he had not declassified. So all this amounts to the DOJ investigation, and which will bring the outcome to the public. And it will be up to the public to decide, and his core supporters to decide if they still want to support him or they pick up another Republican choice for their nominee.
All right. I had posed that question to Jonah Blank. I'd want him to respond to that as well.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Yes, this is really a case of the former president throwing whatever mad conspiracy theories he wants out there in hopes of confusing people. The fact of the matter is, no former president has ever been accused of doing what he's been accused of doing. And as someone who has had the highest levels of U.S. security clearance for over 2 decades, I can say that there that if he has done the things he's alleged to have done, there is no innocent explanation for it. That's just not the way classified information can be handled. The cases of President Biden, of former Vice President Mike Pence, are quite different. They mistakenly took classified documents and gave them back of their own free will. Mr. Trump is accused of having obstructed all efforts and even potentially deliberately linked this information to people who should not have had it. Will that hurt him in the Republican primary? That remains to be seen, because at least two and probably more of his key opponents have already essentially taken his side in this. So it's hard to see how his Republican opponents would defeat him if they are buying into his conspiracy theories.
Ambassador Meerashankar, coming to you now as an outside observer, but somebody who understands and knows the U.S. well, do you see this these allegations that are cropping up against Donald Trump, the indictment, overall impacting what one would call the image of the U.S. as well? After all, he was a former president.
Well, you could see it in two ways. One is that the U.S. institutions and systems are strong enough to actually bring even the most powerful to justice, which possibly couldn't be said about many other countries, and to do it in a legal way through the judicial process. Now, the other question is how this impacts Trump's candidacy. And, at, you know, if you look at the U.S. Constitution, it does not put any conditions for anyone to compete in a presidential election beyond being a natural citizen of the U.S. and having lived there for a certain number of years. You know, theoretically, it's quite possible for a candidate with a criminal conviction actually to also stand for the presidential election. And there have been some candidates who did so in the past, though they didn't win. They were really fringe candidates, some of whom contested, you know, while facing imprisonment, actually, for charges of fraud or other charges. But they didn't win. They were really fringe candidates. This is the first former president who has been indicted by grand juries, not just on 34 counts of falsifying his business documents in the case of payoffs to a porn star, but also now in the classified documents case of possessing them illegally, taking them with him, and then obstructing justice by preventing the FBI from accessing those documents till they had a subpoena and they went there and so on. So there are several counts on which he's been indicted by grand juries. Mm-hmm. Of course, the trial itself, all this means is that the juries found sufficient evidence for a trial to proceed. Now, the question is, will those trials be completed? Will those hearings and trials be completed before the presidential election next year? Theoretically, as I said, even if he is convicted, he could stand. Now, within the Republican Party, you know, there's a group, the Make America Great Again, the MAGA group, which supports Trump fiercely. And Trump himself believes that no matter what he does, this group is so strongly with him that he is the leading candidate for the Republican nomination.
Okay.
So it is possible that this may not prevent him from getting the Republican nomination. Mm-hmm. But what it will do is that it will have an impact on the presidential election per se, were he to win the nomination, because there are many middle middle of the road people, citizens of the U.S., who probably don't want this trauma of, a president who has, been convicted.
Okay.
And,
all right. Okay. So,
it, I would say it would be make good.
Okay.
It may not interfere with the Republican nomination of Trump, but it could perhaps, be a downside for a presidential election.
All right. I have the last couple of minutes left. Dr. Shivangi, coming first to you here, because I want to ask you whether the past indictment that you were talking about and the indictment today are very different in nature. One was his related to his own business and what he did in his personal life. The other one relates more to perhaps national security as well. The Espionage Act has also been brought into focus over here. Does the situation now differ even as far as his staunchest supporters are concerned?
Definitely. It is going to hurt his chances. I mean, to be very honest with you. But as Ambassador mentioned, that nobody can stop him running for the upcoming presidential elections. And he has 6 or 8 opponents, but he's the leading candidate.
Okay.
All of them. So that makes the difference.
Very quickly, Jonah Blank, what explains this kind of support for Donald Trump from within the Republicans?
Well, in my view, as speaking as an anthropologist, as well as a political analyst, I think that he taps into some very deep issues involving race, involving class, that I think do not show America at its best. He's very different from the traditional Republican Party, and a lot of his supporters are not going to be making their decisions based on the law or on, frankly, even the news. They'll be basing it on matters of identity and identity politics, on which he has got a stranglehold on, as your guests have said, at least a third of the Republican base.
All right. I'll have to end this discussion here. Many thanks to all our guests for joining us here on this discussion tonight. With that, we're taking a very quick break. News and updates will continue. Stay with us.